The word acting was recently removed from the job title of Cheryl Claproot. The veteran cop is now the police commissioner in Springfield, Massachusetts. The 40-year veteran of the Springfield Police was abruptly put in charge at a critical time in the 400-member department's history.
Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you very much for being here. I want to, first of all...
Claproot's appointment as acting commissioner was announced by Mayor Dominic Sarno at a hastily called news conference in City Hall on February 20th, 2018.
I've accepted the retirement of Police Commissioner John Barbieri today.
Her predecessor was out suddenly after 4 years as commissioner. The department had been rocked by several headline-grabbing misconduct allegations. There were investigations underway by the U.S. Justice Department and the Massachusetts Attorney General's office. Standing next to the mayor, Claproot vowed to restore the reputation of the Springfield Police Department.
And I'm just going to stress to the officers that I'm going to demand accountability. And if somebody goes rogue or does something wrong, they will be held accountable.
To show she was serious about not tolerating rogue behavior, the new acting commissioner fired a police officer who had been indicted on multiple criminal charges, including child rape, but had been allowed to remain on the force on leave since December 2017. Claproot made changes in how the department handles reports of officer misconduct and put a new captain in charge of internal investigations who reports directly to the commissioner. Since taking over, Claproot has made it a priority to fill supervisory spots in the department, believing it will restore discipline and pride within the ranks and restore public confidence. Claproot has promoted 5 sergeants, 4 lieutenants, 2 captains, and a deputy chief. She's taken steps to eventually outfit all the city's police officers with body-worn cameras, something city councilors have demanded for years. 7 months to the day after Sarno put her in charge of the department, he announced her permanent appointment as commissioner with a 4-year contract.
She has brought back stability and confidence to the department.
Sarno said he saw no need to conduct a nationwide search for a police commissioner.
No. I brought her on well over 6 months ago. She has done an exemplary job. She has been well received in the our public and by our residents and our business community and respected. And the same thing with the rank and file.
In an interview, Claproot said her plans are to continue what she started when she was suddenly put in charge.
6 months ago, I started with what I thought the mayor wanted, the direction the department to go in, and we have a lot of programs that are 2/3 of the way through or almost cultivating, so I want to keep doing those things. I know my biggest problem is personnel, manpower.
To fill vacancies on the force caused by a spike in retirements, Claproot said her goal is to recruit 50 people to enroll in the next police academy and to persuade more veteran patrol officers to apply for promotions.
And that's what this job is all about. Experienced people showing the younger people, you know, how it's done and how things should be done. And when you lose that, it really hurts the organizations.
Claproot says she's been working with the police unions to put counseling programs in place to reduce stress and improve morale.
I think we're okay, and I think we'll be good.
A formal swearing-in ceremony for Claproot is planned next week. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.